LG Graham 17, 2021, Review, NPC Magazine by Tom Brandt, on April 7th. Extremely big, incredibly light. LG Graham 17, 2021, Specs. Laptop class, ultra-portable. Processor, Intel Core i7-1165G7. Processor speed, 2.8 GHz. RAM, as tested, 16 GB. Boot drive, SSD. Boot drive capacity, as tested, 1 TB. Screen size, 17 inches. Native display resolution, 2560 by 1600. Touchscreen, no. Panel technology, IPS. Variable refresh support, none. Screen refresh rate, 60 Hz. Graphics processor, Intel Iris Xe graphics. Wireless networking, Bluetooth 8.211 AX, Wi-Fi 6. Dimensions, height, width, depth, 0.7 by 14.97 by 10.24 inches. Weight, 2.98 pounds. Operating system, Windows 10. Tested battery life in hours and minutes, 1929. The case for choosing a laptop with a jumbo screen, one larger than 15 inches, has never been stronger. The much-improved LG Graham 17 with a gorgeous 17-inch QHD display is exhibit number one. This $1,799.99 laptop is fresh for 2021 with an 11th generation Intel Core i7 processor, a redesigned keyboard and touchpad, and a sleek black livery. Even better, it continues to stay below 3 pounds, 2.98 pounds to be precise. It's unquestionably the best 17-inch laptop you can buy if you're not a gamer or multimedia content creator. The screen's the thing. Once upon a time, it made little sense for mainstream users to consider the very biggest screen laptops because they were invariably heavy and bulky. 5 or more years ago, a gaming rig with a 17-inch display and a reasonably powerful CPU and graphics card would set you back around $3,000 and weigh at least 6 pounds. But what if you don't want all that processing power and expense? What if you just want a big display and everything else is secondary? Enter the Graham 17. When LG first introduced this unique ultra-portable, there was little to recommend it other than an impressive screen and weight that seemed to defy the laws of physics. But the underwhelming 2019 model has ceded the stage to an all-new addition for 2021. The lightweight chassis and brilliant QHD screen remain, but LG got serious about the rest of the user experience. This means not only a better keyboard and touchpad, but also a better-looking laptop that boasts Intel's latest silicon and incredible battery life. From the outside, the Graham 17 doesn't look particularly large. The thin front Graham logo is embossed on the display lid in silver, while the rest of the lid is an uninterpreted expanse of black magnesium alloy. It looks much better than the gray exterior of the previous Graham 17 model, which featured curved edges, perhaps an attempt at retro styling, but mostly just stodgy looking. While the new Graham 17's color scheme and lid are dramatically improved, the base of the laptop is nearly identical to last year's. The edges taper slightly from back to front, although the base remains the same thickness throughout. The Graham 17 measures 0.7 by 15 by 10.2 inches height, width, depth, which is in line with what you can expect from other non-gaming screen notebooks. At the top end of the price scale, the extravagant and ultra-powerful Dell XPS 17 measures 0.77 by 14.7 by 9.8 inches. The 16-inch Apple MacBook Pro, also extravagant and powerful, is 0.64 by 14.1 by 9.7 inches. And the budget-friendly Dell Inspiron 17 3000 is significantly bulkier, coming in at 0.98 by 16.4 by 11 inches. No competing large laptop at any price can compare with the Gram 17's astonishingly lightweight, however. All of those models weigh at least 4 pounds, and 17-inch gaming rigs are heavier still. The affordable Asus TUF Gaming A17 is 5.7 pounds, while the HP Omen 17 is 7 pounds. Nothing flimsy about the Gram. The Gram might not weigh very much, but neither is it flimsy. LG says it's passed mil standard 810G torture tests against road hazards like shock, vibration, rain, dust, and temperature and humidity extremes. The certification provides some reassurance that LG didn't get chintzy to get below 3 pounds, but the Gram 17 also feels sturdy to the touch. There's a bit of flex in the middle of the keyboard deck, but not more than you'd find in bulkier competitors like the TUF Gaming A17. Plenty of input and output options are peppered along the tapered edges of the Gram 17. These include two USB 3.2 Type-A ports, a headphone jack, and two USB-C ports that also support Thunderbolt 4 speeds. That's a generous selection of USB ports, but it doesn't stop there. LG also includes a micro SD card reader and a full-size HDMI port. The external charger connects to one of the two USB ports. Meanwhile, wireless connections include Bluetooth 5.1 and Wi-Fi 6, 802.11ax, with 2x2 MIMO support. Throughput was excellent in my testing. I consistently managed 40 to 50 megabits per second downloads, even with an extremely weak signal. Just one bar of strength showing in the Windows Wi-Fi icon. LG ships the Gram 17 with a one-year warranty for parts and labor. While the company offers extended service plans for some products, they are not currently available for laptops. Gorgeous QHD display. If you've read this far and wondered why you haven't yet encountered an appraisal of the Gram 17 screen, you needn't worry. The display is excellent, but that should be a given. After all, if screen quality isn't your main concern, there's little reason to buy a laptop with such a large one. In the past, LG took that perhaps a little too much to heart, with the display being pretty much the only thing to recommend the Gram 17. With the 2021 model, the rest of the laptop has improved so much that other factors besides the screen are worth mentioning first. The screen is still the same brilliant QHD panel it was before, however. Its resolution of 2560 by 1600 pixels fits between Full HD and 4K. This Goldilocks pixel count is great for large screen laptops, since it means a crisp text and brilliant colors without the expense and increased power consumption of 3840 by 2160 resolution. The one downside is that you don't get the full level of detail if you're watching a 4K video. The Gram 17's display has a glossy finish, which helps the colors pop even more. LG rates it to display at least 95% of the DCI-P3 color gamut. And indeed, colors did look true to life in my testing. Its in-plane switching, IPS technology, means viewing angles are excellent. However, if you'd prefer a Gram 17 with an OLED display or even one with touch support, you're out of luck. The laptop comes in only a single configuration. At least the configuration is plenty powerful on the inside. Intel's quad-core i7 1165G7 handles the processing demands. It combines a 2.8 GHz base clock speed with Iris Xe integrated graphics, which means that multitasking and even some light gaming are well within the realm of possibility. There's also a generous 16 GB of memory and a roomy 1 TB NVMe solid-state drive. Altogether, the spec loadout is perfectly becoming of an $1,800 ultra-portable, which is even more impressive, given the Gram 17's other unique qualities. Keyboard, touchpad, webcam, speakers. Large screen laptop tradition dictates that the keyboard should offer full-size keys and a dedicated numeric keypad. After all, there's plenty of room on the oversized base to accommodate them. While some laptops, like the XPS 17 and MacBook Pro 16, have departed from this tradition recently, Gram 17 sticks with it. The improved keyboard offers a satisfying travel distance and pleasingly sturdy key switches. The white labels use a large, thick font and stand out well against the black keys. The power button, located in the upper right corner of the keyboard, has a built-in fingerprint reader. You can use it with Windows Hello to log into your Windows account without typing a password or PIN. The 720p webcam shoots decent video in brightly lit rooms, but lacks IR sensors for face recognition logins. Audio quality is one of the few negative aspects of the Gram 17. The two stereo speakers are rated for 2 watts each, and while volume is adequate, the output sounds tinny and distorted. While watching one scene from an action movie, I found there to be little bass output, and none worth straining to hear. You'll likely want to keep your headphones connected while you use the Gram 17. Plenty of performance for everyday tasks. With the latest generation Core i7 processor and 16 GB of memory, our Gram 17 review unit made short work of every task I asked it to perform, from installing apps to browsing the internet, with more than a dozen browser tabs open. Even better, the cooling fan never spooled up to a distracting level in my testing. The fan was audible, but never annoyingly so. That said, the Gram 17 isn't actually in the performance vanguard of jumbo laptops. Since so many 15-inch and larger notebooks are designed for gamers or content creators, even some less expensive ones can outperform the Gram 17 when outfitted with the right components. And since the screen's the thing, when it comes to benchmark results, I've relaxed our usual policy of comparing the performance of laptops with similar prices. The competing systems include the Dell XPS 17 and Inspiron 17 3000, MacBook Pro 16, and Asus TUF Gaming A17 mentioned earlier. Remember, even though prices vary widely, as does performance as you'll see, the Gram 17 is by far the lightest laptop of the bunch. Starting with UL's PC Mark 10 suite, we see that the Gram 17 comfortably surpasses the 4,000 point mark. That indicates excellent performance for everyday tasks, even if it's somewhat behind the Asus and XPS 17. The PC Mark 10 test we run simulates different real-world productivity and content creation workflows. We use it to assess overall system performance for office-centric tasks such as word processing, spreadsheet jockeying, web browsing, and video conferencing. The same is true of the PC Mark 8 subtest that we use to assess the speed of PC's boot drives. All five laptops here have speedy SSDs and all perform superbly. Content creation workflows like transcoding a 4K video to 1080p in Handbrake are where we really see the differences between the Gram 17's performance and that of its competitors. The LG proved around 3 times slower in this task than the Apple, Asus, and XPS 17. That's to be expected, since those machines have enough room to provide cooling for much more capable CPUs, and Handbrake scales very well with additional processing cores and threads. The same is true of Cinebench, a CPU-intensive 3D rendering test. When it came to image editing using Adobe Photoshop, the results were clustered closer together, and the Gram 17 actually tied the Dell XPS 17 for first place. Our Photoshop test involves applying a series of 10 complex filters and effects to a standard JPEG test image, stressing the storage subsystem, RAM, and GPU, so it's not as dependent on CPU strength as Cinebench and Handbrake. Good for light gaming, excellent battery life. The Gram 17 is rare among laptops with 17-inch screens in that it's not a gaming rig or workstation. While its Iris Xe integrated graphics are competent to handle simple games like Minecraft or browser-based favorites, they can't compare to the beefy AMD or NVIDIA GPUs that power most of the Gram's competitors. As a result, the Gram 17 did relatively poorly in our 3D Mark and Superposition gaming simulations. While an average of 44 frames per second in the Superposition 720p benchmark is respectable for light-duty gaming, hardcore gamers should look elsewhere. Battery life is an obvious high point for the Gram 17. It lasted almost 19 and a half hours in our video rundown, which involves playing a locally stored 720p movie at 50% screen brightness with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth turned off until the battery is exhausted. Jumbo gaming rigs like the Asus rarely last for more than 10 hours in this test. While the MacBook Pro is certainly a battery life contender, it can't quite match the LG's impressive stamina. The Gram 17 benefits from an extraordinarily efficient battery configuration. The lithium-ion battery weighs just 0.62 pounds and manages to deliver 80 watt-hours from just 2 cells. Most other laptops with batteries of similar capacity use more cells. 6 are common and are heavier. The XPS 17 comes with either a 3-cell, 56-watt-hour battery that weighs 0.6 pounds or a 6-cell, 97-watt-hour pack that weighs 0.85 pounds. A big screen contender. The Gram 17's obvious strengths are its massive screen and super light carry weight. Those two features alone are enough to lure many buyers. And in previous incarnations, LG saw fit to contend on them alone, letting stodgy styling and uncomfortable keyboard slip by. With these issues addressed, the 2021 Gram 17 is a much improved and nearly complete package. The only big screen buyers who might want to look elsewhere are gamers and content creators who are better served by the excellent Dell XPS 17 or deluxe gaming rigs such as the Alienware M17. Not only is the Gram 17 light, but it's also pleasing to the touch and easy on the eyes. The massive screen is complemented by a comfortable keyboard and touchpad. Throw in a reasonable asking price and more than enough power for everyday office tasks, and you easily have an editor's choice winner for general use giant screen laptops. LG Graham 17, 2021. 4 out of 5 stars. Editor's Choice. $1,699.99 at Amazon. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $1,799. Pros. Amazingly light for a 17-inch laptop. Sleek design. New black color. Comfortable keyboard with number pad and enlarged touchpad. Brilliant QHD display. Cons? No touchscreen. No configuration options. Ho-hum audio quality. The bottom line? A lean, good-looking machine that boasts a giant screen, weighs less than 3 pounds, and gets excellent battery life. The 2021 Tiger Lake update of the LG Graham 17 is one of the best large laptops you can buy.